In Module 1, I reviewed the definition of a business model. Recall that it was nothing more than a plan of how you will make money. But business models vary. In almost every segment or industry, there's a continuum from inexpensive, usually low service, to very expensive models. Let's look at an example I've used for some time from the computer industry. I've provided an additional PDF resource, which you can find on the product screen just below this podcast. Please pause and download Business Model Comparison. This is an example of two products that are technically in the same industry, but delivered at very different price points and with very different service models. On the left is an example of a mainframe computer, which could cost $1 million or perhaps more. It has a very high gross profit margin, somewhere in the neighborhood of 70%, and also very high SG&A, selling, general, and administrative. It also costs a lot of R&D. It's a very expensive model and differs greatly from a personal computer that all of us have or a laptop, which generally might cost a couple thousand dollars, have a much smaller gross profit, perhaps 25%, but much lower selling and support costs. Think about what happens when you need support for your personal computer or laptop. Not a lot. It's very different than what happens when someone buys a very expensive mainframe computer. And look at the operating profit, perhaps in the 7.5% range, maybe 5 to 10%, but much less so than the other business model. On the next page, I have a comparison of different industries we're all familiar with. A car wash, for example. You can go to a quarter car wash and put in some quarters and do it yourself, or you can have a professional detailer come to your home. In both cases, you end up with a cleaner car. Food. You can go to a fast food restaurant or have a gourmet meal. Education. A community college or Harvard University. Air travel. Coach, which most of us fly, or a chartered private jet. Coffee. You can get coffee at your local gas station, or you can go to Starbucks and get a good cup of coffee. Clothing, off the rack or custom made. Most products and services have a similar continuum. Think about ways to apply the same thinking to your product or service. Is there a way to differentiate and offer something of higher value to customers who are willing to pay more? Or is there a way to move downscale and offer more of a commodity type product to a larger audience at a lower price point?